Why is everyone struggling in New York? Hannah Horvath asks in season one of HBO's coming-of-age comedy drama, Girls. Back in 2012, it was a question that, to fans and the many journalists who gave the show rave reviews, felt very fresh. Lena Dunham's look at the trials and tribulations that come with adulthood in the Big Apple, which launched 10 years ago today, wasn't the first of its kind. But while shows such as Sex and the City and its all-black counterpart, Girlfriends, had explored similar ground 10 years earlier, there was something about Girls that felt different. If Sex and the City is the celebration of a post-19s feminism that celebrates money, consumption, sex and over-the-top femininity, Girls is the rejection of that, says Jory Lagerwey, professor of English, drama and film at University College Dublin, and author of Horrible White People, Gender, Genre and Television's Precarious Whiteness. It was an unflinching portrayal of millennial life that sought to uncover what lay beneath the veneer of the American dream. The recession of 2008 betrayed a generation of people, and so, where Carrie Bradshaw masked her romantic issues with copious cocktails and $500 Manolo Blahniks, Dunham chose a more radical approach by foregoing masks altogether. It embraced the warts and all truths of a specific generation of women. In the opening episode, we saw Dunham's character of Hannah, a budding writer in between unpaid internships, on the point of getting cut off from her parents, despite believing herself to be the voice of a generation.